This is the Big E Sports Show on SB Nation Radio. Here's your host, Alyssa Walker Campbell.
Hey, we're so glad you're with us on this Friday night, right here at the all-new SB Nation Radio and the Big E Sports Show. We're going to continue our conversation with Alejandro Danwa, author and sports writer of his new book, The Boys of Dunbar. Bob Wade, a mentor, a father figure, as you had said, and just very, very adamant and serious about education and that it truly, you know, would provide a passport for a better life. Talk some more about, you know, just his distinct style of leadership and what were some of the methods that he used to be able to reach into these guys' hearts and minds and to get them to maximize their gifts and talents.
Well, you know, he in and of himself was an institution in the community because, again, he had gone to Dunbar. He went to the highest level of athletic excellence that one can go to. So they saw his example, and they did not want to disappoint him. But he was... he drove those kids extremely hard. And so when he was yelling at them in practice, telling them that they could run faster, that they could work harder, they could jump higher, they could dig down and find that extra gear, they didn't realize that that was his mother's voice. And that was her talking to him when he was a teenager. And so he had this sense of community about him because we talk about family, right? And we talk about love being interwoven in the story. He knew these kids' families before they were even born. He knew their mothers and their aunts and their uncles and some of their older siblings he coached. And so he pushed them incredibly hard. You know, Dunbar did not have money for a fancy weight room. The community was kind of going through some really rough changes. There was dilapidated housing. And he would drive his car around to some of the abandoned homes, and he would pick up loose bricks that were laying around on the street. And he'd wrap them up in old cloth and wrap them with duct tape. And he made those kids practice with bricks in their hands, explaining to them that in the fourth quarter, no other team would be in better condition than they were. They practiced with backpacks filled with sand. And, you know, his methods were very kind of unique and different. He was merciless in terms of how he drove them. But, you know, the results, when you look at 2 years undefeated, four guys that go on to play in the NBA, a lot of them go on to play major college basketball, and just a unique guy in the way that he drove that team.
The author and sports writer of The Boys of Dunbar, A Story of Love, Hope, and Basketball, Alejandro Danwa, is with us tonight right here at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. You know, these are exceptional athletes, but as we talk about the coach Bob Wade, I have to wonder, you know, listening to you share about him and his dedication to his student-athletes, I mean, how have they honored him in that East Baltimore community?
So Bob Wade just recently retired. He was the director of the Baltimore City Public Schools Athletic Department, where he oversaw all of the athletic teams and offerings from every public school in the city. Mm-hmm. And they named the court at Dunbar High School after him.
Wow.
And just to see the outpouring of love and to see the stands that were packed, not only with teenagers that currently attend Dunbar, but there were old players that came from far and wide to honor him. Those that couldn't sent in video tributes. There were, you know, senior citizens in the crowd wearing the old Dunbar colors who were part of this great team, being in the gym and watching this wonderful expression of art almost that he was able to conjure up with these teams. And, you know, he's a very important man in this city. He's a legendary figure.
Yes.
And just to see that outpouring of love and to hear his players tear up and say, "Coach, you know, I can't put into words how much you mean to me. You believed in me and you showed me a better way." And to see how productive they are, whether, you know, they might be driving a truck for the city of Baltimore. Some of them are multimillionaires, but they will all talk about how he helped make them into men.
Just a few more minutes with Alejandro Danwa tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show, as we are shining the spotlight on his new book. It is a fascinating read, A Story of Love, Hope, and Basketball, The Boys of Dunbar. Hey, we're getting ready to celebrate the start of the 2016 NBA season. Perfect timing for the release of this book. And I tell you what, Alejandro, there's so many great stories in the book, but you share one in particular, the big road trip to New York to compete in the Harlem Holiday Classic. Why was this particular trip so significant?
Well, this was the first time that anyone outside of Baltimore had gotten a glimpse of Muggsy.
Yeah.
And so for folks in Baltimore, they forgot that he was short.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he was so dominant. But You know, there's a lot of funny stories, and there's one harrowing tale wrapped around this New York trip. And so, you know, they go to New York, and the organizer tells Coach Wade they're staying in the historic Claude McKay residence. He pulls up to the Harlem YMCA, where the building held none of the charm it once held during the Harlem Renaissance. It was basically a dump. It was all kinds of negative stuff going on in the street and inside the building.
Wow.
Wade was furious. The players were furious. And the people laughed at Muggsy when they introduced him in the starting lineups. They thought he was a fifth grader and somebody's little brother and said, there's no way that this team's going to beat us. But within minutes, I mean, he was getting standing ovations. When Wade would substitute him to give him a rest, fans were coming out of the stands and begging him to put him back in the game. And so he wound up being named the tournament MVP. But it was a great bonding experience for them.
It was
around the Christmas holidays, during the championship game in the final minutes. There was a really scary incident that happens with a guy in a stand who has a handgun and confronts one of the players. And you just see this team kind of rally together, and the supporters that made the trip from Baltimore, and how they wrap their arms around these kids and show them love. And yeah, that was one of the really great stories, being able to kind of recreate and reconstruct that and put it on paper.
Oh, it's beautifully written. A story of love, hope, and basketball. The Boys of Dunbar, a must read. It'll be a New York Times bestseller. I know it, Alejandro. I just know it.
Oh, from your mouth to the higher power's ears.
Oh, amen. Okay, Alejandro Danwa, been with us tonight at SB Nation Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Please go out and get a copy of the book, A Story of Love, Hope, and Basketball, The Boys of Dunbar. You can go online and get a copy. Thank you so much.
Hey, listen, thank you so much. It's a basketball book that isn't about basketball at all, and I really appreciate you having me on. Hope we can come back again and talk some more hoops during the season.
You bet, and we look forward to connecting. Thank you so much, Alejandro. Time to thank all of our amazing guests and our lineup, and as a reminder, we'll see you next weekend for the biggest, the best in sports, The Big E Sports Show, at the all-new SB Nation Radio.